Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice.
rejoice, 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 rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tonight, Lord. Thank you for this night, Lord. Shall it please him? Rejoice. She said, clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Lift your voice. And rejoice. Rejoice, somebody. Because this is a day that the Lord has made. Come on, somebody. And clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Lift your voice and rejoice. Because this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Why don't you clap your hands? Stop and lift your voice. You can't see me, and I can't see you, but guess what? I can see you in the spirit. I could hear you in the spirit because Jesus said he is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. I'm a spiritual. I am a spiritual being. I have a soul and I live in a body. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I'm so excited about tonight. I'm always excited when it comes down to the things of God. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I am so excited. I am so excited. And you ought to be too. Well, why, Evangelist Virginia, you talking about being excited? Because Jesus hung down the cross on Calvary. He died for us. Hallelujah. He died for us. That's why I can clap my hands. I can stomp my feet. And I can lift my voice and I can rejoice in the things of God. I love to rejoice. I love to worship him. I love to praise him. Somebody, if you hear me under the sound of my voice, why don't you lift your hands right now towards heaven? Lift your hands, somebody. I got both of my hands lifted. Because God's been too good to us. He's been too good to us. And I want to thank him for what he's already done. I want to thank him right now for what he's doing now. Now. And I want to thank him for what he's going to continue to do. Oh, my God. Y'all just don't know. God's been good to me. He's been so good to me. And I love him so much. I love him so much. And I know he loves me. Because he said in the book of John, the gospel, according to John 3:16, he said, God so loved the world. He loved the world, face of God. God so loved the world. He gave his only one and begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Shall is a promise. We should not perish but have eternal life. And I thank him tonight for eternal life, everlasting life. I thank him. I love him. Let me lift my hands again. Come on, somebody. I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. I can hear you in the spirit. Lift your hands and give God a praise. Give him a hand clap of praise. Come on and Shabbat him tonight. Shabbat my God tonight, somebody. Come on. Why don't you Shabbat him? Shabbat. Give my God a Shabbat. Those who hear me under the sound of my voice, give God a Shabbat praise tonight. Come on, somebody. Shabbat my God tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That everything they have blessed, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 156 said everything, that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. If you got breath in your body tonight, people of God, why don't you praise my God? Praise him. Praise him. Some of us is too selfish to praise God. Go ahead on and praise him. Go ahead on and praise him. Go ahead on and shabak him right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. I thank him. Oh, y'all just don't know, but I love him. I thank him for waking me up this morning. And I'm still in my sound mind. It's nothing wrong with my mind. I have the mind of Christ. My mind is sharp. And I have so much peace. I have so much joy. And I'm happy. I'm happy. And I thank God. I thank him. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I just got to stretch my hands right now and give him some praise. Why don't y'all praise him with me? Come on and praise him. I can't see you and I can't hear you, but I can hear you in the spirit. Praise him. Open your mouth and give him a big praise, a Shabbat praise right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints of God. Praise him. Can I get one praise? They'll mute their lines and take them to a praise. Give them a Shabbat praise on the one. Can you do that for me? No, don't do it for me. Do it for God. Give them a Shabbat praise. Come on. Unmute your line one place and then give God a Shabbat praise. Come on. Well, I do it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, I feel the power of God right now. I haven't even started in my sermon yet. Oh, I feel a bubbling up in my stomach, in my belly. I'm like, living water. Flowing from the, oh, no, my shanda, da, da, my shanda. I feel this thing. You say it ain't faith, don't feel it. But yes, it is. Jeremiah says, like fire. Fire shut up in my bones. Jeremiah felt that thing. Because he said it was like fire shut up in his bones. And sometimes you ought to want to fear something sometimes. You ought to want to fear something sometimes. Yes. It's like rivers of living water bubbling up from my belly. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reaching down into the gutter boat and bringing me up into the utter boat, clapping in my head. You put dancing in my feet. And I thank you. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Thank you. Because I don't know where I'd be if it was not for you. And I want to say thank you, and I love you, I adore you, I magnify your name, and I glorify your name tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead on and lift your hand and tell him thank you. Go ahead on and lift your hands and tell him thank you. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Tell Jesus thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love to call his name. That's power in his name tonight. I want to thank God tonight. I want to thank him. So I want to say to you tonight, greetings. Welcome, welcome to the Now Network broadcast. Pastor by Pastor Edward E. Hamilton. The Now Church of Cali, P2P Ministry, EP for You, and there are many other things that the man of God is doing in L.A. Feeding the homeless, clothing the homeless, the sick, the widows. He's doing everything that the Bible requires us to do. And y'all need to thank him. Give him a thank you. Yes. Awesome man of God. And I thank God for him. And I thank him for what he's doing in my life. Amen. God, get the glory. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Tell you one thing, who I am. I'm your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, the Our Power Ministry, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Amen. And I'm glad that the man of God have me on here tonight on this great platform to bring forth the word of God to the people. I didn't call myself. God did. I wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for God. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for God. He called me. He equipped me. And he sent me out like he did the disciples. He sent them out two by two. When he calls you, he equips you. And then he sent you out. And some of us sent ourselves. And I want to say to you tonight, God loves you. I say God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only son. Only son. The best gift that we could ever have. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you. And I want to say this to those who are listening in, or whatever way you're calling in or listening in, I want to tell you, get your Bibles, get your pad, get your tablet, get your pen, and sit back, and let's relax. Because I want to share the word of God with you tonight. Amen? Do you have your Bible? Say out. Say, ooh, we say something. Hallelujah. Thank you. Turn your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verse 1 through 11. I tried to get around this topic tonight. I had something else, but God kept bringing me back to Ezekiel, chapter verses 1 through 11. Are y'all with me? I'm going to say that Clay Franklin and say, are y'all with me? Stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Jesus, I love you. Ezekiel 37 chapter verses 1 through 11. Look at 37 chapter verses 1 with me, please. This is what it says. It says, the hands of the Lord came upon me. This is Ezekiel speaking. He said, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bone, my God. And verse 2 reads, then Ezekiel said he caused him to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. Talking about many bones in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. Not only very dry, but they were real and dry. Amen? And verse 3 said, and Jesus said to me, Jesus said to Ezekiel, he's talking to Ezekiel, and he called him the Son of Man. He said, can these bones live? So I answered, not me, but Ezekiel answered, and said, oh Lord, God, you know. In other words, Ezekiel was saying to the Lord, I don't know. He said, but these are your bones, only you know. Because these are your bones. He told God, he said, you are all knowing. You know all. You see all. And you're all powerful. And you are everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, somebody. My topic tonight again is, can these bones live? My topic tonight is, can these bones live? Y'all need to get this. Can these bones live? Well, verse 4 says, again, the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, prophesy me, preach to these bones. He was telling Ezekiel, preach to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5 goes on to say, thus said the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath into you, and you shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 said, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh up on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Hallelujah. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Come on, somebody. Verse 7 says, who I prophesied. This is Ezekiel talking. He said he prophesied, he preached, as he was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Come on, somebody. Says, indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came up on them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Oh, my God, y'all got to get on my son of the little coach. There was no breath in them. And verse 9 says, also, God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds. Come from the four winds, oh breath, and breathe on these slain bones, that they may live. Hear me tonight, people of God. Verse 10 says, so I prophesied, not me, but Ezekiel. He prophesied as he commanded me, as God commanded him. And breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet. An exceedingly great army. Listen, exceedingly great army. And verse 11 goes on to say, then God said to Ezekiel, son of man, he keep calling him the son of man. These bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry. Our hope is low. And we ourselves are cut off. They was cut off from life. Cut off. Cut off. And verse 12 say, therefore, prophesy and say to them, fear talking to Ezekiel, and say to them, say to the bones, thus said the Lord God, behold, oh, my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up from your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. Yes, Lord. Look at verse 13. It says, then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your grave, oh, my people, and brought you up from your grave. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 14 with me. I will put my spirit in you. Spirit, Holy Spirit, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. You shall live. Shall is a promise. He said, you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Come on, somebody, in your own land. Then you shall know I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. Says the Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. People of God, I'm sure that at one time or another in your life, you have felt that everywhere you look, you saw a pile of dead, dry bones. What are the dry bones, Evangelist Virginia, that Ezekiel saw? I'm glad you asked. God said in verse 11, then he said to me, then God said to Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. I want to stop right here, period. Without question, God let Ezekiel know that he wasn't talking about skeleton bones of humans or element bones that was in this valley. He was talking to the churches. Hey, somebody. Hello, somebody. He was talking to these dead churches. He wasn't talking about skeleton bones, a human or element that was in this valley. He was talking to the churches, dead churches. God said they were the whole house of Israel. Oh, my God. Remember, in the book of Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verse 27, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you are full of dead men, bones, and all uncleanness. Lord, help me tonight, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord, thank you, Father. Woo! Oh, my God. Do you know, saints of God, that religion will kill you? I say, do you know, saints of God, that religion will kill you? Religion does not want the presence of God. Religion does not want the power of God, nor does religion does. It won't. Let me go back. Do you know, saints of God, that religion will kill you? It will kill you. Religion does not want the presence of God, nor the power of God, nor does it want the revelation of God. Jesus had to tell the religion leader about themselves. He told them. He told them, religious leaders. They didn't want, oh, my God, religion will kill you. Let me tell you, let me say it that way. Religion will kill you. And I'm not a religious person. I'm a born-again believer. I'm a born-again believer, saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Not religion. Like they say, I got religion and I got to just know I know, no. Religion will kill you. Religion does not want the presence of God. Lord, that's it, Jesus. Thank you for letting me know this. The power of God, nor does it want the revelation of God. Jesus had to tell the religion leaders about themselves. He told them. You see, it doesn't matter how much you go to church. Y'all need to get this. It doesn't matter how much you go to church, how many times you sing in a choir, or how long you've been on the usher board, or the deaconess board. Religion doesn't want you to have the power of God working in your life. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I say religion, oh my God. Religion does not want you to have the power of God working in your life. That's religion. I'm believing Christianity, spirituality, born again believer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now Ezekiel has the hand of the Lord on him. Brought him out in the spirit of the Lord. Set him down in the midst of the valley. There's one key thing in that first verse. The words they brought him out in the spirit. Ezekiel was brought out in the spirit. Hear me tonight, my brothers and my sisters. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm talking about me right now, personally me. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Wherever I go, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Whatever I do, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Whatever I say, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says the Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth. And I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, this text reveals that Ezekiel was carried by God in a vision to a valley full of bones. He was carried in a vision. I thank God one night I had a vision. God spoke to me and he said, Virginia, he called me by name. He said, Virginia, you go preach. First time, second time, he said, Virginia, you go preach. Virginia, you go preach. And I answered my call. I said, yes, Lord, I do it. I say what you want me to say. I go where you want me to go, and I do what you want me to do. I was called, truly called, truly called. And I thank him tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It was a place, y'all. Division to a valley full of bones. It was a place of what? It was a place of distracting. A place that was distracting. And if the bones in the valley can live, it means that there is hope in the valley today. There's hope in the churches today. And if you do not know, there are dry bones in our churches tonight. Today, dry bones. In our churches, no life in them, no salvation, no Holy Ghost, no power, no nothing, just dead, dead, dry, brittle. Help me, Holy Ghost. God asked Ezekiel a question after he showed him the bones. He said in verse 3, listen, people of God. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? In other words, the Lord was asking Ezekiel, can anything be done with this mess? Jesus called it mess. Can anything be done with this mess? Can this situation change? Yes. Let me answer that. Yes, it can. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, speak to the bones and say to them, hear the word of the Lord. He said in Psalm 107, verse 20, send his word. He's talking about Jesus. He sent his word. He sent Jesus. And heal us and deliver us from our destruction. I've been delivered from destruction, saints of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But as Ezekiel walked in the valley, hey, God had him observing, looking at the condition of the bones. Every way Ezekiel looked, there was bones in front of him, bones behind him, there was bones on the left, and bones on the right. A valley full of dry bones. Come on, somebody. Again, God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Say to them, oh, dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. In the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 14, how then shall they call on him they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You need a preacher. And 15, verse 15 said, and how shall they preach? Listen, how shall they preach unless they are sent? You got to be sent. Called and equipped and sent. Sometimes those dry bones are in the pulpit. Oh, somebody need to get there. Sometimes those dry bones are in the pulpit. Hear me, saints of God, with robes and collars on. And the people of God can't hear because the one that are preaching to them are not sent one. They are not sent one. They sent themselves. The Bible says men are called, but a few are chosen. Don't wait to be called and chosen. We just go. You just went. You was not sent. But here we see that God is speaking to the sent one. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to us. If you sent, you sent by God. He's speaking to the sent one. Amen. I say amen. This word was so powerful. So powerful. It caused those bones, it caused those bones to come together. It caused those bones to come together. God knows how dead, yes, Lord, and dry you are. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I don't know who it is or who you are. God knows how dead and dry you are. Well, when he made man, the Bible said in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, verse 10, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed unto his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul, a living soul. Oh, my God. He was but dust made, but had no life. Hear me tonight. At one time, I want y'all to hear this. He was dust made, but had no life. At one time, I was just going to the house of the Lord. I was dressed up. Oh, my God. I was dressed up, but messed up from the floor. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't have the life of God in me. Those dry bones in the valley had no life in them. The Bible said God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Oh, hallelujah. Let me go back and say this to you again. I didn't have the, oh my God, at one time, I was just going to the house of the Lord. Yes, I was, and sometimes you probably was too. Going to the house of the Lord, dressed up, but messed up from the floor. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't have the life of God in me. Those dry bones in the valley had no life in them. The Bible said God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He breathed into Adam's nostrils, and Adam became a living soul. Preach to them, Virginia. Preach to them. Preach to them. Speak the word of the Lord. The word of God is powerful and is sharper than a two-edged sword. These bones were not only dry bones, hear me tonight, but they were not together. Come on, somebody. Listen. These bones were not only dry bones, but they were not together, little Shonda. Ezekiel did not discover skeletons in the valley. If he had found skeletons, that would have indicated they were together. But the bones were disjointed, no longer connected to each other. So that tells me there was no unity or togetherness, no unity or togetherness. But every bone was to itself, extremely dry, divided. We got this denomination and that denomination. Even when we are assembling together, we are still divided. Because you know the Bible says, forsake not yourself, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. But we are assembling together. We are together, but we are divided. Saints of God, we are divided. Jesus said, we are divided, Lord. Help me, Holy Ghost. And Jesus knew their thoughts. And he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself. Listen, people of God. Every kingdom, hallelujah, Jesus, divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Lord, help me tonight, Jesus. Shall not stand. You divided. You're not together. You're disconnected. 12 and 25. Listen, people of God. The bones in verse 11. God said what they were saying. Verse 11. He said, then God said to Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we also are cut off. All hope, they say, is gone. They're lost. And we ourselves are cut off. They was cut off from life. They were without hope from everything. No life in them. No salvation, no Holy Ghost, no nothing. Oh, my Jesus. They were doomed. They were lost. They were without a Savior. They were separated from God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. People of God, it's hopeless without God. It's so hopeless without God. God in our lives. I got to tell you tonight, it's so hopeless without God. You out there, listen to me tonight. I said, you out there and listen to me tonight. I don't care. I don't care if you're in Africa, if you're in Russia. I don't care if you're in China. I don't care if you're in South America. I don't care if you're in the Bahamas. I don't care if you're in Jamaica. I don't care if you're in California. I don't care if you're in South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever. Wherever you are, and you hear my voice, Jesus will save you. Oh, my Jesus, hallelujah. I got to lift my hand. You are. Hear my voice. Jesus will save you. He'll save you tonight. He will come into your heart and give you a new life, somebody. The bone was laying in the valley. Hey, Jesus. They were not together. They were not connected. They couldn't stand up. My brothers and my sisters, hear the word of the Lord. The place they were in was distressing and disturbing. I already told you, life apart from God will leave us in a dry situation. Somebody need to get this. That's why some of our finances are dry. Because we won't tithe. We won't give offering. We won't even plant a seed. We won't be obedient to God's word. Malachi 3rd chapter says, with a man or a woman robbed God, how have we robbed thee and tithing and offering? That's how you robbed him. You're a God robber. You robbed him and tithe and offering. Not being obedient, but you better get up, stand up, wake up, move in your purpose and tithe and give your offering and plant your seed. I hope you hear me tonight. Come on, somebody. God tells us to love our neighbors. Your neighbor could be in California. Your neighbor could be in North Carolina, Minnesota, wherever. That's your neighbor. It ain't the same next door. He tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we won't even speak to our neighbors. Shame on you. He said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Husband, I'm talking to you tonight. If you married, the Bible said, not me, love your wife as God loved the church who died and gave himself for it. Lying and cheating. Lying and cheating, cheating and lying. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. Somebody need to hear this. You married? I'm talking to you married men right now. The Bible says, love your wife as Christ loved the church, who died and gave himself, lying and cheating. Listen. Listen, my brothers and sisters. The foot bone too dry to pat their feet and dance for joy. Hand bone too dry to clap. Arm bone too dry to lift the hand bone up to give God praise and glory. The jaw bone too dry to say amen to the truth. Come on, somebody. Hear the word of the Lord. And verse 7, Ezekiel said, so I prophesy. Come on, Ezekiel. Ezekiel preached. As he was commanded, as he prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Thank you, Jesus. Did you hear that face of God? When Ezekiel prophesied to those dry bones, it was noise. He said in a rattling, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I can picture it now. The foot bone connected itself to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone connected to the leg bone. And the leg bone connected to the thigh bone. And the thigh bone connected to the hip bone. And the hip bone connected to the backbone. and the backbone connected to the head bone. And by God, Ezekiel said they stood up like a vast army. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh! They came together. Hallelujah, like a vast army. The word vast means very great in size and amount. Brothers and sisters, hear me tonight. Hear the word of the Lord. God is not divided. I say, God, my God, is not divided. The Bible declares that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. Unity is where the blessing is command. It's his will. It's God's will. Say that again. Somebody need to hear this. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. Unity is where the blessing is command. It's God's will. Listen, there's nothing like being in the will of God, because his will is his word. It was his will that those our bones live. Yes to his will, and yes to his ways, and yes to his word. Lord, thank you. Remember in the book of Revelation, John had a vision. Oh, hallelujah. I say John had a vision, just like Ezekiel. In the book of Revelation, first chapter, verse 10, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What day? On the Lord's day. And heard behind him great voice as of a trumpet. Y'all done heard a trumpet blow, a trumpet blast. A trumpet make sound that you will get up out of your seat. You will kick off your shoes. Just let somebody play a trumpet for me. And I almost lose it. Hey, somebody. Come on, somebody. Are y'all still there? Yes, Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Jesus talked to the seven churches. The condition came up before the throne. And it was revealed. God sent his word in a vision. Y'all know that God sent his word in a vision. My brothers and my sisters, hear ye the word of the Lord. The message was to the churches. You can ask yourself, what condition is my condition in? I'm asking somebody, what condition is your condition in? Churches had gone cold, dead, and dry. Are y'all hearing me? The churches had gone cold, dead, and dry. I say the churches, they've gone cold. They've gone cold, dead, and dry. Lord help us, Jesus. Lazarus was dead, and his grave 4 days. 4 days. When Jesus came to the grave, and John, the 11th chapter, verses 43, it reads, and when he thus had spoken, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, 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 come forth. Lazarus came forth. The Bible said in verse 44, and he that was dead, talking about Lazarus, he came forth. He was bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him, and let him go. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to be loose tonight. You're bound. Let me ask yourself, what got you bound? What got you bound tonight? You need to be loose. I say, what got you bound tonight? Well, you need to be loose like Lazarus. What got you dead and dry tonight? Are y'all hearing me? What got you dead and dry tonight? Well, Jesus is your answer. Jesus is the answer. You need the life of God in you tonight. You need the life of God in you tonight. What's dead and dry in your life? It is your spiritual life. Your marriage life, your finances, God said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He's able. God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that is working within us. Come on, somebody. People's hearts, hear me. People's hearts have waxed cold. They're being preached to with a watered-down gospel. Watered-down gospel. Bubblegum gospel. But we need the word of God, the word of truth, the gospel. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we need, y'all. Come on, somebody. They don't give strength. Watered-down gospel. That don't give strength. Don't give joy. Don't give might. Nor spirit. The valley was like their grave. God told Ezekiel in verse 13 and 14, then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I opened your grave, oh, my people, and brought you up from your grave. Saints of God, in my closing here tonight, I'm closing in verse 14. Look at it with me. It said in verse 14, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost. Hear me tonight. We need Jesus. Hey. We need the Holy Ghost. God told Ezekiel what to prophesy to the dry bones. He showed Ezekiel what the condition was. But Ezekiel had a word that would bring them together, called them to stand up. And then he called the wind from the north. He called the wind from the four corners of the earth. He called the wind from the north, the south, the east, and the west to blow on these bones. Blow on these bones, good God Almighty, blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Come on, wind, and blow. Look what he did. He called it from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and told the wind to blow. That's the Spirit of God, to blow on these slain bones, and they should live. Good God Almighty, blow, wind, blow. I'm excited now. I feel the presence of God now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a bubble of living water bubbling up out of my belly. Like, oh, my. Hey, Lord Jesus. Woo! God said, I will put my spirit in you. Come on, somebody. You need God's spirit in you tonight. My brothers and my sisters, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. You need to hear the word of the Lord preach. You don't need no water there, summer. But the word of God preach. Can these bones live? Can they live? Well, I want to tell you tonight, yes, they can live. Hallelujah. Yes, they can live. Dry bones, live again. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to you tonight about can these bones live. The bones in the churches. Bones in the pulpit. Dry bones in the pulpit. Dry bones on the usher board, the deaconess board, the congregation, the parking lot attendants, just dry. Dry and brittle. But you need life in you. You need life in you. You need God to breathe life in you. You need the Spirit of God working in your life. Come on, somebody. You can't teach nothing you don't have. You stand behind that pulpit, but you can't teach nothing you don't have. You need Jesus. You need the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore
him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God, my beautiful sister, my mighty woman of God. Candy's bones. Candy's dry bones. My God, evangelist. I was over here saying, my God, my God, our God. I'm going to praise him and I'm going to bless him. My God, you said there's some dead churches. And dead churches, like you said, are bones. These are the bones. And we can't unite with dead churches. And you said unity. The body came together. You left us that last scripture. He's going to send that spirit in us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, we have to thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just thank him. Thanking up our dry bones. Let us come in unity. One body, one church.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. My sister, I tell you, he used you mightily. I was just over here. My God, you know, I was saying, Lord, the devil is a lie. He kept on trying to throw my little phone off here. I said, Lord. I started praying. I got to be on here. But glory be to God. We love you.
Yes.
You know we appreciate you so much.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You know God appreciates you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You know he's glorified with this word.
Yes,
amen.
You,
awesome word. Awesome word.
Oh, my Lord.
Definitely shook up some dry bones in the house, and prayerfully people are out here shaking and running and excited in the Holy Ghost from this word that has went forward tonight.
Ooh, my
family,
Lord.
This is Let's Talk Jesus with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. If you're out there and you want to have a comment, have a prayer request, just want to give a shout out to the evangelist for an awesome word tonight, dial 1. We're going to bring you in. We got a few more minutes left before the end of our broadcast tonight. And we would love to have you in. Pastor Anthony Luckett, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen. Praise God, everybody.
God
bless you. God bless you, evangelist, on tonight. You brought a word on tonight, and you were talking about things that are dead. And the only way that those things, the churches, the people, the religious spirit, the only way they're going to be brought alive is through the power of the Holy Ghost and through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I read a quote on Facebook today, and I probably won't get it exactly right. And it was a preacher talking to a gentleman, and he said, well, why did you quit that church? He said, I got tired of going to a church where the lights were always soft and dim and the music was borderline rock music, and they got a Christian light message. And he said he just got tired of that, you know. And we've been in a time where this Christianese or Christian light has been going forth, and you know, we want to appeal to the flesh and make everybody feel good, amen. But we need to get back to the in order for revival to occur, we need to be in prayer. We need to continue to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we pray, we fast, and we do those things, we'll see those dead churches come alive. And those people, you know, they have to present their bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, put something in the service, and you get something out of it. But praise God. Thank God. We thank God for you on tonight, and I got excited because I said, you know, you need a Hammond behind you. I felt you about to tune up, you know. So, but we thank you on tonight, Evangelist. I love you. I appreciate you, and I was
thank
blessed
you,
on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you. Bless you. Anybody else? We got about 2 minutes left before the end of this broadcast. I know there's somebody out there that you don't even know why you're here, but you heard a word that was encouraging and a word that was enlightening, saying that it ain't over. And all you have to do is change some things, shift some things, and you can also walk in the light. The light changes things. So please dial 1 if you're that person. Let the evangelist pray for you. Let the anointing flow on you, and let God bless you.
Hey,
Prophetess Lisa, come on in. It's Let's Talk Jesus.
My Lord.
Okay. Well, thought that was. Minister Rosalind, Let's Talk Jesus.
Hey, Let's Talk Jesus. Amen, amen. Good evening. Good evening, family. Oh,
evening.
My Lord. Woo! Good evening, my sister, Evangelist Valentine.
Good evening,
you have blessed me, my sister, I tell you. I am so excited tonight just hearing your voice. And, hey, the way the Lord has is leading you and just, yeah, I know you just lifting so many dry bones up. And, hey, I just appreciate you. I heard you say the Lord called you out three times and you answered that call. And, hey, you answered it because, hey, there's so many people that need to hear the word that you're speaking. The word you brought tonight, my sister, is just amazing. It's just beautiful. And the Lord definitely blessed me to hear it. He blessed me to hear it. And I just want to thank you, my sister. We love you and we appreciate
you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling in, Rosalind.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God. Stay blessed.
You too.
Bless you, Minister Rosalind.
All right.
We love you.
Bless you, Pastor.
Area code. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Area code 864, last 49019. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with the evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Blessings, everybody. This is Brian Washington. Blessings, glory to Jesus. I just wanted to say what a mighty word. You said fire to my balls way over here in South Carolina. Amen.
Amen.
And glory to Jesus. And God bless you. I love you all dearly. I love you all dearly. And thank you, Pastor.
Love
amen.
You. Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you, man of God.
You.
I want you guys to get ready. You guys gonna get a chance to hear Pastor Brian come online here soon. The Lord finalizes some new broadcast here. But God bless you, man of God, for listening and for commenting tonight.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? We got about one more minute. I want that last person that really needs to dial one that we can introduce you to a starter kit that will get you in line and get you in the right direction to make a life change tonight, and it's only by Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, amen. Amen. Evangelist, you have done a great work. Everybody here is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and
we
appreciate you. Go ahead and pray us out of here, and we will talk to you guys on Thursday for Women Speak Now with Pastor Terry.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. God is good. Amen. And his mercy is everlasting. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight to say thank you. I thank you for your word tonight, Father. You said your word would not return back to you, boy, nor to me, boy.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I thank you. I thank you for all you've done, for what you're doing now and what you're going to continue to do. Thank you for the man of God. Thank you for Pastor E, Father, that wherever he put his hand to, he's blessed. And Father, I want to thank you for it. Thank you for the platform tonight, Father. Thank you. You'd be such a good God. You're an awesome God. And I want to thank all those on the line tonight that tune in, all those listening in tonight. Even though you may want to have called in, but that's okay. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And I want to say to you tonight, I love you. And I want to say to you tonight, peace to you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Terry. Love you too.
Bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Family, thank you for joining our broadcast tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Let's Talk Jesus here on Monday night, the first, second, third, and fourth Mondays consistently. Join us Wednesday for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose with Pastor E. That's at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thursday, Women Speak Now with Pastor Terry Herbert. What's the word on Women Speak Now? We're looking for other broadcasters. The Lord is putting in your heart to want to share a word with the world, with the nation, with your own environment and your own ministry. Get in touch with Pastor E at the Now Network by calling 562-413-3710. Let's get you started. Let's get you on path. Let's get your broadcast and your voice in the air. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. God bless. Enjoy your evening.